But now there were others, a new crew, and soon he would be risking these men's lives as well. Any hostile interception of this once peaceful vessel now would be an act of war. And war was his profession. He was, in fact, an experienced and dangerous warrior of the sea. Lieutenant William Conway Whittle, CSN. And this risk was only the first in a Homeric voyage that promised more and ever more terrible risks. What a busy day these 24 hours have been. Thank God we have a fine set of men and officers, and although we have an immense deal to contend with, we are industrious and alive to the emergency. Just the sort of mild pleasantries, aside from that emergency, one might expect from the mind of a slightly built 24-year-old man with narrow, sloping shoulders, a high, almost scholarly forehead, crowned by a severely combed pompadour, narrow-set, vaguely disapproving eyes, and a small mouth that gave no hint of the eloquent mind inside. He could have been a schoolmaster or an assistant bank clerk, but on this day, October 26, 1864, young Lieutenant Whittle commenced the log of an odyssey that would take its place among the most evocative testimonials produced by the Civil War.